Welcome to Gut to the Chase, an SG&A podcast series, a convenient way to consume pearls of information important to the gastroenterology nursing practice. And now to our host.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Gut to the Chase, an SG&A podcast series. I'm your host, Kiana Coffey. I'm so thrilled to introduce our guests for today, Dr. Beverly Greenwald and Dr. Linda Morrow, who will be discussing revising an academic assignment into a manuscript for publication.
Thank you so much, both of you, for making the time to share your insights with us. And before we jump right into today's topic, I was hoping you'd share a little bit about how you know each other, because I hear that you are lifelong friends.
Sure, I'd be happy to do that. Beverly and I actually met in graduate school back in the early 90s, and we have really been friends ever since. So if you all are in school and you have friends, it may be that these friends will be lifelong friends, and you will come to work together and publish together sometime down the road. So Beverly, do you have anything that you want to add to that?
Well, I never would have thought I would publish anything. So I published over 30 peer-reviewed publications. And so never say never and don't think you can't do it, because you definitely can. And we're going to tell you how you can do it too.
Okay. Well, Beverly, could you please share with us the differences between an academic assignment and a manuscript for publication?
The first difference is the objective of the paper. An academic assignment meets course objectives established by the instructor and nursing program. The instructor needs to demonstrate that the course content is learned and likely has other motives, such as to show accreditors that you have learned what you have learned towards those program outcomes. Some of those academic components of a manuscript might not yield the most interesting story for a journal reader. Further, thesis or dissertation committee members might request specific content be added to theses and dissertations. Those types of content might best be deleted as you prepare a manuscript for publication. Other chief features of a manuscript for a journal are that the manuscript should have a single focus and be interesting for journal readers.
Okay, so a journal article is more focused and tailored to the needs of the journal's readers. It's not an academic exercise to demonstrate learning or program outcomes. We all want to get that grade in a course, and we need those courses to graduate. But tell me why it is so important to publish my academic work.
Students do a lot of wonderful work while earning an academic degree. Revising academic assignments to create a manuscript for publication gives an author the opportunity to tell that story to a broader audience. Real change can happen when you share information with people who need that information. Our gastroenterology nursing journal reaches nurses all over the world. It's also in various online library subscription services at hospitals and universities, and therefore available to other students and members of other professions. Imagine how many professionals have the opportunity to access and use your work once it is published.
Wow, I never thought about publishing in that way. You're right. We can reach a lot of professionals and make real changes with our work. That's quite motivating. How might I know the best journal for my manuscript?
It's important to choose a journal that has readers who need to hear your story. Good journal choices might include your specialty journal or the journals that publish some of the significant citations you used in your manuscript. Other great ways to find an appropriate journal is to go to the library and search journals on the stacks. Search an online library, or do an internet search for the types of journals for the specialty related to your topic.
Okay, there are a variety of options to find some journals that would be appropriate choices. Once I've chosen my journal, how would I know how to prepare my manuscript?
Journals provide directions for authors. You can find those directions on the journal's website. Within those directions, you will find the types of articles the journal publishes. These types might include clinical practice, research, briefs, and letters to the editor. Read the directions specific to the type of manuscript you would like to submit. You will also want to write in the style of the journal you choose. To learn the journal style, go to the journal and read some examples of published work of the type of interest to you, such as the clinical practice or research articles. Another feature is the citation style. Some journals use AMA, but many nursing journals use APA. Give thought to whether this journal really seems like a good match for the story you would like to share. Look at the recent tables of contents and see if there is a story that, like yours, that has recently been told. If so, will your story be substantially different? When you believe you have found a good fit, then you can write a letter of inquiry to the editor to learn if your topic would be of interest for that journal. When you know the journal you would like to submit your manuscript, you can better tailor the story to their readers and use the writing style that is consistent with that journal.
Those are great tips to tailor my manuscript for a specific journal. That would surely help to get it accepted for publication. Do you have any tips for writing the manuscript?
Yeah, it's helpful to create an outline to guide your writing. An outline helps keep the focus of the story apparent. Use headings in your manuscript. The use of headings guides the writer and the reader. The writer needs to write the content that is truly relevant to that heading. The headings will also guide the reader as to what to anticipate in that next section of the manuscript.
I like that. Headings guide the writer and headings guide the reader. I see how important those headings would be. Is there a way to get examples of headings to use?
Yes, it may be helpful to find similar types of articles and examine the headings used. Some journals will provide the headings to use for research articles. If a standard is expected, it's a good idea to use that standard from the start.
That's a good way to learn to use headings. Do you have any other tips for writing?
Yes, have a focus and tell a single story. A manuscript should represent a single story or cover a single topic. Determine what story you would like to tell. If you have more than one story, do not combine them into a single manuscript. Rather, prepare two or even more separate manuscripts. It's much easier to set out to write multiple manuscripts than to get a recommendation from an editor to divide the manuscript into multiple smaller stories. For example, you might want to share a review of the literature on what is known on a particular topic. That would be a single manuscript. A case study on that topic could be another single manuscript. Yet another manuscript might describe how to update the current clinical practices based upon the review of the literature.
Okay, I get it. Tell a single story at a time and perhaps write multiple manuscripts. That does make the task less daunting. Great suggestion. How long should my manuscript be?
The directions for authors may include a word limit for each type of article and may limit the numbers of references. These limits are something to consider while you prepare the manuscript, and that will guide the length of your paper.
Okay, so the length depends upon the type of article and what the journal has in their directions. Mm-hmm. You mentioned references. How can I find and use the best references for my work?
Overall, be sure to have a citation for all statements in your review of literature. Reviewers will consider your cited references And the reference list itself is often the first thing a reviewer will examine. Be sure to cite quality, peer-reviewed journal articles in your manuscript. It's a good idea to update the reference list if it has been a while since you wrote your academic paper. A general rule is to cite articles that are 5 years old or less. However, some classics are certainly acceptable when used with sound rationale. Sometimes there isn't much available on a particular topic. Sometimes the topic is so new, there isn't anything older to cite.
Okay, so an up-to-date reference list is essential. It sounds like a review of the literature could be daunting. How can I get help with my review of the literature?
Librarians are wonderfully helpful people and are great resources to assist you with a proper library search for articles to cite.
Nice tip. Librarians and nurses seem a lot alike, there to help. Do you have any recommendations for assistance with my writing?
Always remember, the journals want an interesting story to tell. If you have a great idea, the editor will want to help you get it published because their readers will want to read it. Your instructor may have provided feedback on your assignment, but unfortunately, many faculty members are not writers, and many have never published. Not only might the format of the academic paper need to be revised, you might need help with writing. Write in a clear and concise manner. Always use your spell and grammar checks. That's a great place to start. Seek the assistance of someone who is good at writing. Perhaps recruit someone from the English department, an English major, or visit the university's writing center. If you did have faculty who have published, ask that person to help you or to recommend someone who can. The journal editor might be able to recommend a mentor to assist you with writing. The better the manuscript submitted in terms of the quality of the story, grammar, spelling, and writing style, adherence to the directions for authors and the reader's needs, the more committed the editor will be to help you through the publication process.
That's really nice to know. The editor and reviewers are on my side and are a source of help. What should I do if my manuscript doesn't get accepted for publication?
Few manuscripts are published as originally submitted, so your odds of that happening with your first attempt are slim to none. But that's okay. Set reasonable expectations for your first submission and be grateful for those thoughtful responses the reviewers and editor provide. Sometimes the comments will be that the manuscript doesn't fit the journal. You might ask for ideas for a journal with a better fit, or you might make changes to the manuscript so it does meet the needs of those readers. The reviewers will provide comments to help you improve your manuscript. Methodically address each recommendation and then create a list of what you did to address each reviewer's comments. Ultimately, you will definitely agree that each version of your story will be better than the last. Everyone involved has the same goal, to share your incredible story with all the people who need to read it. A journal publication creates a means to share your idea with people all over the world and preserves your work for all time. You can be proud of that accomplishment.
Thank you so much, Beverly. Those were a lot of great tips for converting my academic assignment into a manuscript for publication. I think I have a good path forward on that project now.
Well, that's good.
Wow, thank you both. You've really given us a lot of great information today that I really think all of our members will be able to utilize. I hope that everyone out there listening will consider checking out the Gastroenterology Nursing Journal.
It's a great place to start. And we will attach a link to it with this recording. I want to thank both of you for spending time with us today during this podcast. And I wanted to ask, did you have any closing comments before we sign off?
Well, I would say just decide what you want to write about. Find a journal that's going to be a good platform for selling your idea and connect with the editor. Use those directions for authors. Get help from wherever you need it, and you'll be published also.
Thank you, Dr. Greenwald. Did you have any other comments you wanted to add, Dr. Morrow?
No, I think Beverly really summed it up well. But one thing I remember from graduate school is that I never thought I would publish. And a lot of graduate students do think that, but things change. So I think as nurses, we really do have an obligation to publish the great things that we're doing in nursing practice. It's our obligation as nurses to share the best practices with one another.
Once you're published and your emails are out there, I have been contacted from dozens of countries.
Oh, wow.
About my publications. And when you're out there and they have your email address, then you get other opportunities. And some of those opportunities have paid. So I've done legal nurse consulting and read, like the package documents that come with kits, reviewed those for accuracy and clarity. I've done through the Agency for Healthcare Quality and Research, any proposals that come out from there. I review grants out for all over the world. So when you publish, it's getting your name out there. I've helped students at schools, and I've never met them. You know, I was on their master's committee. So different universities throughout the country. I did a research project from California. The guy was in California, but then somebody was in Chicago and someone else was in Philadelphia. And there were other people on there all over the place. All of this started because I was told in 1995 that I needed to join SGNA and take that exam, went to the conference, you know, and I was the chair of the research committee, and there's people all across the country on that. And, you know, it's been more for my career than anything else that I've ever done. You know, like a degree is entry into practice. You can't be a nurse until you go to nursing school. But, you know, then you got to prove yourself from there. And so then I joined this and I've been involved in so many things and my name is out there and they need somebody to do whatever. Let's find someone with that kind of specialty, and they find me, and you never know what's going to be in my inbox. So.
That just about ends our time for this episode. Thank you, Beverly and Linda, so much for joining us today and for sharing all of your insights with us. And thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in. Make sure you tune in again next time to Gut to the Chase, an SGNA podcast series.